Club, the area's newest professional sports franchise, kicks off their inaugural soccer season this spring at the historic Soccer Park in Fenton. There will be no better place to meet friends, entertain clients, or treat your family. Join them for the authentic soccer experience that the rest of the country is celebrating. Season ticket packages start at just $150, with all-inclusive seating available for all 15 home games. St. Louis FC tickets and merchandise are available at stlouisfc.com. See you at the park.
For a first or second opinion on all your financial needs, please call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
It's the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Frank and the gang are off on vacation. Kyle and Tim are here in the studio with me. Those are the Raspberries, a perfect lead-in to my next guest. His name is John Wilson. 35 years ago, he said, well, we've got the Academy Awards for the best in movies. Where are the awards for the worst in movies? And since the Oscars were covering one end of the spectrum, he created the Golden Raspberry Awards to cover the other end of the spectrum. And with the Oscar nominations coming out tomorrow morning, well, today, John came out with his nominations for Worst Actor, Worst Actress, Worst Picture, and several other categories. And I've asked him to join me here today and talk about it. John, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me back.
Always a pleasure talking to you. Let's get right to the nominees for Worst Picture this year. But before, I have to say I am shocked that the name Adam Sandler does not appear anywhere on this page.
Well, actually, he is. He did. He's just at the bottom of the list, which I suppose is where he belongs. He did get yet another. I think this is his 23rd or 24th nomination.
Wow!
For the picture he did this year with Drew Barrymore, Blended, and she is a Worst Actress nominee for that.
Wow! I didn't even know that they did a movie together this year. That's how unaware I am of where Sandler's career is
lucky
at this point. Yeah. All right, so what are the nominees for Worst Picture?
All right, we have some obscure ones and some great big box office hits. It's a nice balance this year. Among the obscure ones is the film currently rated as the worst of all time on the IMDb, literally number one on the bottom 100 list, Kirk Cameron's Saving Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Which looks like it cost about $30 and probably didn't make its money back. Left Behind, which, interestingly, is a remake of a movie Kirk Cameron already did 10 years ago. This time it stars Worst Actor nominee Nicolas Cage as an airline pilot whose entire crew and most of his passengers are taken to heaven by rapture as he's flying over the United States.
Wow. Was this actually projected onto a screen in a major movie theater in the country?
I guess would be the one place they didn't show it was on an airplane.
What has happened to Nicolas Cage's career? Here's a guy who,
I'm not really sure. I have heard that he's gotten into trouble with the IRS, and to pay off whatever he hadn't paid years ago, he's having to do everything they offer him. Given this movie and the fact that he had two other films this past year that were so good they weren't even released.
Wow.
Yeah. He's in the cinema turlet. Yep.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Once he played the guy on fire on the motorcycle, I said, well, that's pretty much it for this guy's career. Ghost
and
Rider.
I believe he was nominated for both versions of that. At continuing down the list in more ways than one. The Legend of Hercules, I have to say that's my favorite bad movie of the year. I went to see it on a matinee, and everyone was mad because I was laughing all the way through it. It's an actor who played one of the vampire brothers in the Twilight movies. His name is Kellan Lutz, and it's not a coincidence that it rhymes with guts.
Uh-huh.
He's this great, big, lunky, dunderheaded guy that he's sincere as heck, but he couldn't act his way out of a litter bag.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We have an unnecessary remake called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I guess a lot of our voters are, I don't know whether it's old enough or young enough, to remember fondly the old cartoon series on which this is based. This time they stuck Megan Fox in there, and she's back with another nomination in Worst Supporting Actress. And then rounding out the group, the number five box office grosser of the entire year, 11-year-olds must have all seen it 23 times, Transformers for the Age of Extinction.
With the emphasis on stink.
We stress that syllable in our press material. This is the fourth entry in a franchise, three of films from which have been Worst Picture nominees, one of which won a few years back. I think it was the second one that won. To me, they all kind of are the same thing, just over and over and over again. And I personally find the blatant product placement of Chevy cars and trucks in the movies just a bit insulting.
Yeah, well, you know, product placement is endemic in the movie industry, but in that one, I didn't even see the movie. I saw the commercials. I mean, you know, the trailers and the commercials for it, and I said, all right, that's over the top.
And then this one has, they've gotten rid of Megan Fox, was the gal who was always washing the car in short shorts in the earlier film.
Yes.
She apparently had an argument with Michael Bay, the director, and she's been replaced by an actress who has already won a Razzie. She was in Last Airbender, our Worst Picture winner of about 3 or 4 years ago. She actually is not recognizable from that. They've bleached her hair and put about 5 pounds of Maybelline on her. And, yeah, if you were deaf, she looks good.
All right, now I've got to ask you about three movies that were on my personal worst movies of the year list. I put together my top 10 at the end of the year, and I had to have an accompanying bottom 10. And the three that would be at the top of my bottom 10 list, if you were, it's hard to think in negative terms here, but with these movies I did, they didn't make it for worst picture for you, but I'm guessing that they were up for other nominations. One of them has to be the Seth MacFarlane movie, A Million Ways to Die in the West.
It just missed. We have about 757 people who were eligible to vote. It, in almost every category where it isn't listed, it came in a close sixth. But it is, he's nominated for Worst Actor. Charlize Theron is nominated for Worst Actress. He's nominated for Worst Director. And I believe, let me flip over to the page where I've got that listed, they together are listed for worst screen combo.
Oh, that's one of the categories that you
not
have.
Ignored.
Yeah. Okay, then there was another one, and this may have, I'm going to guess this is also up for worst screen combo. Cameron Diaz and Jason Segel in Sex Tape.
Yes. Worst screen couple, and then she was actually in three films this year. She's up for worst actress for both Sex Tape and a supposedly romantic comedy she made called The Other Woman. And then she's up for Worst Supporting Actress for playing, I think she's Miss Hannigan in Annie, the remake of the old Kitty musical.
Oh, that's right. Okay, and the other one that was in my worst three list was the Kevin Costner movie, 3 Days to Kill. It's funny because Kevin just came through St. Louis. He's promoting his new movie, Black or White, that I think is going to open up this weekend. And I guarantee you no interviewer had the balls to ask him about this piece of dreck that he... It came out in January of last year. As we know, January is kind of a dumping ground.
Is when they dump the crud. I think it's interesting. Another one that's opening, I think it might be this weekend. I was surprised that they don't tell you this, but Nicole Kidman is in Paddington, the one about the fluffy bear.
Uh-huh.
Costner's picture was the 3 Days to Kill. We have on our website a forum where we encourage members and the general public to bring things to our attention. There was a fairly lively discussion of 3 Days to Kill at the beginning of the year, but sadly, our voters, just like the Academy, they tend to remember the stuff that came out in the summer or at Christmas. So it was very clever of them to release it in January, I guess.
Well, it slipped in and out of the theaters very, very quickly. Now, I'm curious, in all the years that you've been doing this, John, obviously there are names like Transformers or Adam Sandler or Kirk Cameron or others who are repeat offenders. Are there any particular repeat offenders who are among the Razzie nominees this year other than the ones we've mentioned?
Well, Nicolas Cage has become a perennial. He hasn't yet won. And then we have a new award this year, speaking of perennials and repeat offenders. We're actually making the point that some people can and have come back from being a Razzie target. We call the award the Razzie Redeemer. And a bunch of the people here, there's five of them, all of them have either been multiply nominated or won Razzies in the past.
Okay.
I have to say, it's quite impressive that Ben Affleck went from Geely to Argo and Gone Girl.
That's yes.
a pretty long stretch. Jennifer Aniston may be nominated for an Academy Award tomorrow for Cake, and she's already a SAG Award nominee, which means that her peers as actors were impressed.
Now, which of her performances got her Razzie nominations or even wins?
She has not won. She's been nominated four times. She co-starred with Adam Sandler in a remake of Cactus Flower called Just Go With It.
Yeah.
And then she was in this awful thing with, I think his name is Gerard Butler, where they were a divorced couple and he was a bounty hunter.
Oh, yeah.
And he threw her in the trunk of the car and drove across country.
Yep.
she has done more than her share of not very good movies. One person everyone is surprised has not won a Razzie, and this year he actually made a good movie, is Keanu Reeves, who did a thing called John Wick that actually just won a Golden Tomato Award as one of the best thrillers of the year.
Really?
On the Rotten Tomatoes website. And then the other one that people are surprised made a good movie, she was nominated almost every year because she was in a Twilight movie almost every year.
Uh-huh.
Kristen Stewart, known to the hoi polloi as Bella from Twilight, made an art house movie called Camp X-Ray that got excellent reviews.
And I know somebody else you have on that list. The fifth nominee is Mike Myers.
Who, I did.
Everybody remembers him from the Austin Powers movies as both Austin Powers and Dr. Evil. But he made a movie that I'm sure is the one that got it got the Razzie for him, and that had to be The Love Guru.
Yes, Mike Myers is a very talented actor, but he actually, other than Love Guru, he also did one of the worst children's book adaptations I've ever seen in my life. He played the title role in a live-action version of The Cat in the Hat about 8 or 9 years
yes.
ago.
Yes. Oh, wow. I forgot about that.
But yes, that I have to... my very favorite terrifying moment for a movie investor, I went to see that on matinee with my son, who was about 6, and he hated it, too. But 10 minutes into it, a whole row of kids sitting in front of us were on their cell phones calling everyone they knew, telling them how horrible.
Wow. You're the target demo, kids. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Now, I will say this. I don't think Mike Myers has done much of anything good in quite a few years, but I saw the documentary that he produced last year called Supermensch.
That's what we're referencing as his having bounced back from being a Razzie target. It's a very small film. It's a very personal film. I can't remember the name of the man who...
Shep Gordon. It's Shep Gordon, who is a producer and...
he might have been an agent.
Yeah.
An agent?
He might have been.
Yeah, and what works about it, what's interesting to me is when these people care about the thing they're in as opposed to caring about the paycheck that comes along with it, a lot of these people are capable of really good work, and, you know, we're more than happy to bring that subject up.
Yeah, this movie that Mike Myers made about his friend Shep Gordon is remarkable because Shep Gordon's life is remarkable. This is a guy who at one time was working with Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin. He managed Alice Cooper's career for several decades. He worked with Blondie and Anne Murray. How do those two fit in the same room? Luther Vandross. And he also produced Kiss of the Spider-Woman, which I think won an Academy Award for William Hurt. So,
yes,
I mean, it's a remarkable story, and Mike Myers actually proved himself to be a good documentarian. I'll recommend people get it on Netflix. It's called Supermensch, but talk about redeeming yourself. Yeah, I know Geely to Argo is a good thing for Ben Affleck, but for Mike Myers to go from the Love Guru to Supermensch, that's quite a turnaround too, John.
Well, and Myers, I have to say, I have always thought his work as the voice of Shrek was wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Myers is not somebody that you can say, oh, he doesn't do anything but bad stuff. No, he's done, and to me that's a bigger disappointment, when somebody's done great work and then they turn around and do The Cat in the Hat or The Love Guru. I have to say, it just fell flat. I saw it in a theater the weekend it opened, and I don't even think there was more than 10 chuckles the entire time it was running.
Yeah, it was terrible. Terrible. Here's how bad it was. I watched it for free and turned it off in the middle.
I want to throw in my favorite Razzie joke. The way you can tell you're seeing a Razzie movie is when they're showing it on an airplane and you still think about walking out.
All right, so we've talked about the nominees. Transformers Age of Extinction has the most Razzie noms this year with seven. Kirk Cameron's Saving Christmas has six. So does The Legend of Hercules. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, five. Left Behind, a small movie that you mentioned before, has three. The horrible Million Ways to Die in the West has four. We didn't talk about The Expendables, the third movie in that one, which got three nominations this year.
Well, and they're all in the same category. This is a series of movies that I'm convinced, I did see the first one, I haven't gone out of my way to see the ones after that, but I'm convinced that Stallone made the first one as a serious action adventure film. And when audiences laughed at it, suddenly, oh yeah, I meant it to be that way. And the gimmick is he gets together a group of people over a certain age who used to be action stars. And this time he lured Arnold Schwarzenegger back, who's nominated for supporting actor. He got Mel Gibson for the first time. And also in it, and in three other really dreadful movies, Kelsey Grammer, the guy that used to be Frasier.
Yeah.
He's in that. He's in Legends of Oz, which is that awful animated Wizard of Oz movie.
Uh-huh.
He's in a blaxploitation movie called Think Like a Man 2, and he also is in Transformers 4, or as we call it, Trannies number 4.
A big year for Kelsey Grammer and the Razzies.
Working a lot.
Yeah. Now, last year when we talked, John, I asked you if the award ceremony, which you do the night before the Oscars, was going to be televised, and you said, not this year, maybe next year. Okay, well, it's next year now. What's the story?
Well, we are being courted by a cable network for next year. They came at us too late to put everything together. But we are doing a really big show this year. We're in a huge theater on Vine Street just below Hollywood Boulevard called the Montalban. It is named for Ricardo Montalban,
really?
Character actor.
Wow.
And we're inviting people from all over the place. For the first time, we're inviting the public to sit in on the show. And I think we're going to have an awful lot of fun, and I'm curious to see, once we know what has won the Redeemer Award we were talking about a moment ago, whether that person will show up or not.
You have
By the way, you have had
Sandra Bullock and Halle Berry show up to accept their Razzie Awards, right?
And those clips are available on our YouTube channel. I think it's about 500,000 people have watched Halle Berry's speech, and about 250,000 or more have seen Sandra Bullock.
Are you going to at least stream the ceremony this year, even if you don't have a TV deal?
We don't know yet. Somebody may come up with a way to do that for us. There was one year that we were the first award ceremony to be streamed live by cell phone. That didn't really work terribly well, I must
say. Now, for my listeners who may want to vote on any of these, the only one they can vote on is this Razzie Redeemer Award, right?
Yes. The poll went up this morning. It's at Rotten Tomatoes. And the other 9 or 10 categories, they could vote on if they wanted to join and become members. Part of the benefits beyond the ballot is you get a shot at a couple of seats to see the show. Now, there usually are more people who want to come than we have seats, so not everybody gets in.
Yep.
But it's a lot of fun. You get to be a part of the forum and make fun of these movies and actors all year long.
Do you get to touch an actual Golden Raspberry Award?
If you're at the show and you're close enough to the stage, sure, why not?
And that, by the way, is valued at almost $5, that award. So
yes, yeah. We have had to up it over the years from $4.79 to $4.97.
John, it's always great talking to you. The award ceremony will be the night before the Oscars for the 35th annual Golden Raspberry Awards, a.k.a. the Razzies. There's the guy behind it, John Wilson. Thanks for joining me today.
Sure, I enjoyed this myself.
I'm Paul Harris. This is the Big 550 KTRS. Meet me. Let's go to the roads. Here's Tim.
All right, Paul, we do have a problem out there. It looks like we have got an accident on southbound 170 before Ladue, and traffic is jammed back to page. We have also an accident, New Sugar Creek Road at Hawkins Road. Now, this accident in Fenton has wires down. Hawkins Road is closed in both directions, or between Smizer Mill and Rockwood Summit High School. We've got some really heavy traffic trying to leave downtown. You're slow from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge on eastbound 40. We also have westbound 44 drivers slowing from about... Looks like from about Mraz out through Highway 141. Manchester's really jamming up between 270 out through 141. Westbound 40, we've got stop-and-go traffic from approaching Highway 270 out through Mason. Eastbound is slowing now, Timberlake Manor through 141 and Mason. And then we have eastbound 270 really jamming up now near Missouri Bottom through New Florissant. And this traffic report brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat. Today, they inspire us to reach for our own victories. Commitment, pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Win a $50,000 cash grand prize or a share of thousands in free slot play during the Winter Wonderland Giveaway, Fridays and Saturdays in January at Hollywood Casino.
Join the barbecue revolution every Sunday night from 4 to 5 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Join Frank and Kevin on the Big Barbecue Show every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS from 4 to 5 p.m.
Investments are important for every family. One of the safest and most secure investments you can make is the remodeling of your kitchen or bath. A new updated kitchen or bath will increase the value of your home and your lifestyle. Callier & Thompson Kitchens, Baths & Appliances has been in business for over 60 years and will provide experience and quality with a proven track record you can count on. They will guide you through the entire process and work to stay within your budget. Your home is unique and should reflect you. Callier & Thompson designers are not only trained in the art of design, but also in the art of listening, allowing them to interpret each customer's ideas and bring them to life. Visit them today at CallierandThompson.com or call them at 636-391-9099.
Midwest Floor has just purchased a truckload of hardwood flooring to give you these great New Year's savings. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, President and CEO of Midwest Floor. If you ever wanted to make a fashion statement in your home, now is the time. And here's a great suggestion. Beautiful 5-inch wide American-made hand-scraped hickory hardwood flooring on sale now for only $389 a square foot. That's right. You can have one of the most durable hardwood floors made. In fact, hickory is 40% harder than oak. American-made hand-scraped hickory for only $389 a square foot. Let me repeat, for only $389 a square foot, it's the latest in flooring fashion. And with your choice of 10 pre-finished colors, you can't go wrong. So hurry into one of our two stores and take advantage of this truckload offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
It's so low, the phones are ringing off the hooks. Golden Oak Lending's mortgage rates are down to 2.75% fixed with an APR of 3.776.
This is Bob Ellman. When you're as big as Golden Oak Lending, you can do things others won't. In fact, if we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
That's right. At Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket. Put your credit card away. Not needed. Get 2.75% fixed. APR 3.776. Call 314-567-GOLD. 567-4653.
Call now. We're A-plus rated with the BBB. We offer no-risk appraisals, and we will save you money. Call 567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
FHA 15-year fixed, 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
This is Christine, recruiter for the VA healthcare system. We are seeking full-time physicians in many disciplines. Successful applicants will provide high-quality, effective care directly to our nation's veterans. The VA is the largest and most advanced healthcare system in the nation. The VA offers competitive benefits, including malpractice insurance, pension, vacation, holidays, and more. Be a part of this winning team and honor our veterans. Call me at 314-488-8252. That's 314-488-8252. The VA healthcare system. Healthcare for heroes.
For your real estate needs, you need the K. Bova Selling Team, now powered by RE/MAX Properties West. Make your realty dreams a reality. Find the K. Bova Selling Team at sellingstlewis.com.
Broadway Ford Truck Sales has 28 service bays for your repair needs at the same location since 1964. Stop by or give us a call at 314-241-9140 or online at broadwaytruck.com.
Hi, Frank O'Pinion. When you go in the showroom at Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home, you're going to see some signs around that say, "We only look expensive." And they do. If Thompson Price does a kitchen, a bathroom, a home entertainment room, it's going to look expensive. Expensive is a relative term. You know what's expensive? Expensive is shoddy workmanship that you didn't pay a lot for, and it's garbage. It has to be redone because it wasn't first class. It wasn't what you really wanted. You tried to cut corners. That's expensive. Having to do anything twice or having it redone sooner than you expected to, that's expensive. Quality first class workmanship is not expensive. When you can look at something 15 years later after it was done and say, "Hey, this still looks great, and that was money well spent," that's not expensive. Now, there are some places that are. There are places where you can, you pay for something you don't get. You overpay. Not Thompson Price. You get every dollar's worth. It is money well spent. And, boy, do they know what they're doing when it comes to kitchens, bathrooms, and home entertainment rooms. Start with their website, thompsonprice.com. That'll tell you where the showroom is located. I hope you can drop in there, too, and take a look at just a small sample of what they're able to do. Thompson Price, kitchens, baths, home.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober?
This is the vacation edition of the large morning show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. That means Frank and Ian and Dan are away. I'm Paul Harris, filling in along with Kyle and Tim. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley, the only place that is still around from the 1993 flood. It's the one that has the pig on the roof. That's how you could tell it after the flood. And now you can still go there and say, "Ah, this is the place." Great food to take home for dinner tonight or get for lunch tomorrow, or salads or soups or meats or all sorts of stuff on the Smokehouse side. And, of course, you're going to have a terrific sit-down meal. Well, that would be the Annie Gunn's Restaurant side. They sponsor this gentleman each and every day, Mr. Mike Evans.
Get it done, get her done, get her done, get her done, get her done, done, get her done, get her done, get her done, done. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Pop quiz questions all week long. Questions about United States presidents, according to Secret Service agents who have just written a book. Here you go. Who do agents say has the best sense of humor? Usually started off with a joke, and usually plays practical jokes on some of the agents themselves. Jimmy Carter, John F. Kennedy, Gerald Ford, or Blue, Bill Clinton. I'll give you the answer in just a minute.
Okay, what happened to your voice?
Shut up.
Sorry.
Movie news, Brad Pitt, Christian Bale, Ryan Gosling just signed a co-star in a big movie called The Big Short. It is from the bestseller about the financial serious drama about the 2000 housing stock market crash. For years, I think it's going to be great. I really do. For years, Jack Nicholson has retired and said he was not going to come back, reported having suffered from dementia. However,
and there's always a however in life.
Turns out that Jack's plans to come back to doing some movies, plans to co-star with Tom Cruise in El Presidente, a comedy about a former president and his Secret Service agent who hit the road to avoid the threat on their lives.
I hope it's good.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, you don't want great actors to go on too long, you know?
I agree. Two biopics, Pitched and Denied, denied. That would be, first, the life story of, you ready?
Yeah.
Al Sharpton.
Denied.
Yeah, I don't think there's any reason to have that. Do
no.
You?
None at all.
I mean, it's just, for some reason, it just does not seem right.
Yeah.
Now, the other one, The Life and Legend. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Of Imelda and Ferdinand Marcos.
Well, I'm surprised that one was denied.
Why?
Because it would seem that just getting the shoe budget alone, well, maybe that's why.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
I see what you did there. Yeah, that's denied as well. How about that?
Okay.
Okay. Odds and ends, Madonna sends, spends a lot of time with her biological kids, Lourdes and Rocco, but not that much time with her African adopted kids, Dave and Mercy.
Hmm.
Well, what's up with that? That doesn't seem quite
sounds
right.
Sounds racist to me.
Yeah. The Pitts, of course, spend all the time with all their children.
Yeah.
As should be. New York Post headline over a story that 60% of 16 to 19-year-olds are being unemployed, or unemployed. Headline screams, the real American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
See what they did there?
I see it.
Okay. Date in history, January 14th, 1973, almost 2 billion people turned on to watch worldwide telecasts of Elvis live from Hawaii.
Oh, wow.
Born on this date, January 14th, 1902, but she died 1989, one of the most bizarre, mean women in television history, Frances Bouvier. Aunt Bee!
Really? She was mean?
She had no siblings, never married, no kids, literally disliked by everybody on the show.
Wow.
She died a hoarder in a house full of garbage in North Carolina that reeked with 20 cats' urine. Andy Griffith, after she died, said anytime we tried to give her any advice, it was his show, or any suggestion, she would always say, don't talk to me. Do not talk to me.
Wow. But she made a nice pie.
See what he did there?
Yeah.
And finally,
he said.
Hello.
Sorry.
Who is the best practical joker? President Jimmy Carter, John Kennedy, Gerald Ford, Bill Clinton.
I'm going to let Kyle go first here.
I mean, this has to be Bill Clinton, right?
I think that's supposed to be it. I'm going to go with Gerald Ford.
I'm going to go with JFK.
Gerald Ford.
Wow.
Mike Evans, Sam.
That's Mike Evans live from Hollywood every day at this time. Brought to you by Addie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. We span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in Zhengzhou, China, where a Korean restaurant named Jeju Island is experimenting with allowing customers to pay with their faces. This was originally reported by Xinhua, that's China's official news agency. The restaurant uses a face scanner to take your picture before you're allowed to sit down. And then you're judged on your appearance by a panel of, quote, experts who are actually plastic surgeons the restaurant has some sort of deal with. Those deemed pretty enough get their meal for free.
Hey.
And people like me pay double. Okay, I said it. You don't have to. Local authorities made Jeju Island take down a really horrible sign they had outside advertising the promotion, but the deal is still in place. According to somebody who's been there, if you want the free meal at Jeju Island, you need a protruding forehead. I don't know what that means, but that's what the plastic surgeons want you to have, and that's how you get the free meal. Story number two, Fayetteville, North Carolina. A guy by the name of Zia Segul kissed his wife Tiffany goodbye, left for work at Fort Bragg, where he's a soldier. When he was gone, Tiffany activated the home alarm system, crawled back into bed, but when Zia came back a little while later to surprise his wife with breakfast in bed, he walked in through the front door, triggered the alarm. She was afraid there was a burglar in the house, grabbed a loaded gun out of the nightstand, fired a shot through the closed bedroom door, and hit Zia in the chest. I would not tell you this story if he had died. He went to the hospital, released the same day. He's okay. Police have questioned Tiffany. They say she may have been on edge because there have been a whole bunch of home and vehicle break-ins in the area recently, but they're still investigating to make sure it wasn't a domestic dispute.
Sounds like what Pistoria said.
How big was his life insurance?
Through the door. Yeah. In Vancouver, Canada, 30-year-old Matthew Menchik has set a new record for most surgical needle piercings in one session. This is one you can Google and look at the images if you want. Matthew Menchik, M-E-N-C-Z-Y-K. Most surgical needle piercings in one session. Just so you know, you probably already know who held the previous record. Good old Tyson Turk, who had 3,900 needles pushed through his skin 4 years ago. But Matt Menchik beat it by 650. He's got 4,550 needles that were stuck through his skin.
Oh, I'm looking at the pictures. They're terrifying.
Did it to raise money for a charity that helps at-risk youth in Vancouver. What did he go, what did he go through in that eight-hour piercing session? Quote, I just wanted to cry because of the pain. I was biting things, punching things, but I endured, and it was all for a good cause. And what about the guy who did the piercings? That would be body modification specialist Russ Fox, who said, quote, it was a very long day, but we managed to achieve a new world record. The most painful part for Matthew was not putting the needles in, but pulling them out. We had to do it quickly, 5 to 10 at a time. Just yanking them out as quickly as we can. 5 to 10 at a time, and there are 4,500 of them?
Unbelievable.
And we finish in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where Jamal Rutledge was handcuffed and sitting in the police booking facility for violating probation back on September 10th, when Officer Franklin Fox was doing some paperwork and then suddenly toppled off his chair and collapsed on the floor. Rutledge, the prisoner, went over and looked at him, then started kicking a security fence to get the attention of some other cops who came running and found Officer Folks semi-conscious and clutching his chest. They cut off his shirt, did CPR, used a defibrillator on his heart, kept him alive until an ambulance showed up and took him to Broward Health Medical Center. As for Rutledge, after all the ruckus was over, he was still booked, but then released, and next week he's going to be honored at a city commission hearing along with the three officers who helped to save Officer Folks' life. But that did not get Rutledge off the hook for violating probation or for being arrested multiple times since that arrest in September. As for the officer, he's expected back on full duty in a couple of weeks. And those are your knuckleheads in the news here on the Big 550 KTRS. Now, just a couple of other stories on my desktop that I want to get to before we go. And let Sandy Miller come in here with the Fox 2 News at 6, and then the sports guys, and then Larry Connors later on tonight. Did you see the picture of the guy who had almost an entire Delta jet to himself?
I saw a little clip of that.
His name is Chris O'Leary. He was flying from Cleveland to New York.
He had the whole jet to himself. Didn't rent it out. There just no one else showed up.
Here's what happened. He was scheduled on a flight at 7:15 a.m. That got canceled, and he was rebooked on the next flight from Cleveland to New York at 9:39 a.m. But that flight was delayed for hours, and he wasn't even at the airport. He was at a nearby hotel getting notifications on his phone. So he didn't even go to the airport until shortly before the flight was going to take off. And when he got there, he heard his name being paged on the loudspeaker, and he was informed that everyone else on the flight had rebooked on earlier flights because of the delay. He hadn't even thought about that. He just figured, well, when the plane goes, I'll go. But the other people, they'd been put on other flights and got to New York earlier. He says, part of this is my own stupidity, but it ended up working out in my favor. And he tweeted a picture of himself sitting in one of the front rows, and behind him you see the rest of the plane is empty. But he thought he was going to have the plane to himself until they pulled off the tarmac and back to the gate to pick up a second passenger who had just paid to get on that plane. Chris says he didn't even get a chance to talk to the other guy because, quote, he took advantage of the fact that the flight was empty and reclined his seat all the way and went right to sleep. The good news for us was no crying babies, no loud talkers, no problem. The flight was on time, got him to New York. Why would Delta, the airline in question here, fly a flight from Cleveland to New York with only two people on it, or at one point only one person on it? There's more flight crew than passengers. He was getting personal service. How many peanuts do you want, sir? Yes, we can get you another drink. Absolutely. We have nothing else to do. Here's how empty it was. The captain came out and sat down next to him, like Sam Elliott in Up in the Air, sitting next to George Clooney.
Just to keep him company.
And chatted with him for a little while. It's a regional jet. So why would Delta fly a plane that far for just one or two guys? Because they needed the plane in New York.
Yeah.
Keep it on schedule.
We got to go there anyway. The plane's got to go to its next destination. So he almost had the entire plane to himself.
Have you ever been on a near-empty plane?
No.
I have.
Yeah.
Between the Bahamas and Miami.
Yeah.
And it was, what's the big one? A DC, what were they, a DC-10?
Okay.
And there were 8 passengers on it. This is like a jumbo jet.
Like a 747?
Well, not quite. Yeah, I mean, it's a jumbo jet.
Yeah.
I think it's a DC-10 or DC-9, but okay. Or DC-10 maybe. But it, or like an L-10-11. There we go.
Okay.
I think there were 8 or 9 of us on the plane.
Wow.
That was it. Now, it's a short flight.
Now, how annoying would it be if one of those people said, is that seat next to you taken? Next to what are you talking about?
Yeah.
This row. I'm sorry, sir. This row is taken.
I'd never seen anything like that, even on a small jet. But
did they say
it was kind of interesting. Well, it was the first jet went back to Miami, and it was overcrowded. They asked anybody that would wait, so we waited. And I think a flight went about 2 hours later, and it was just to get, like you said, get the jet back to Miami. Got a connecting flight, came back to St.
Louis.
Well,
from the Bahamas to Miami, that's like a 25-minute flight,
right,
isn't it?
Right, it's nothing.
So but it's probably the same plane just going back and forth all day long.
Right, it's a large jet with only 9 people on it.
I was probably going to other destinations then, particularly out of Miami because they fly to South America and those things.
Seating capacity up to 400.
Wow. That's a large jet. I've never had that. I've never had that. And still they make you sit in the back of the plane when you do traffic.
Yeah, really.
not quite the same. And the last story I've got to get to today is about this race car driver, Kurt Busch, NASCAR driver, known as the Outlaw, who's involved in a little bit of a dispute with his ex-girlfriend, Patricia Driscoll. And yesterday he was testifying in court because she is trying to get a restraining order against him. And I don't know whose side I take in this, but I love the story that Kurt Busch was telling on the stand yesterday that she is really an assassin, a trained assassin. He says there was one time when we were in El Paso, Texas, when she left in camouflage gear and came back later wearing a trench coat over an evening gown covered in blood. Her work took her on missions to Central America, South America, and Africa. He says that she told him she was a mercenary who killed people for a living and had shown him pictures of bodies with gunshot wounds. He also said yesterday that she claimed that a female character in Zero Dark Thirty, that's the movie that Catherine Bigelow made about the assassin, SEAL Team 6 going in and getting Osama bin Laden. Busch says that Driscoll claimed that character, I think the one played by Jessica Chastain in the movie, was a composite of her and other women. And Busch is not the only one who testified to this. A guy named Michael Donchoff, who was a personal assistant to both Busch and Driscoll, says that she told him a story in September about being picked up by a big man and slammed to the ground while helping to round up immigrants at the Mexican border. Now, as for Driscoll, she says, I'm writing a screenplay about somebody who's really an undercover assassin, and I've been working on it for 8 years, and I've let Kurt proofread it, but it's not real. He says, I find it interesting that some of the outlandish claims come straight from the fictional movie script that I've been working on for 8 years. But yesterday, during this hearing, which has been going on for several days, but yesterday was the day that Busch got on the stand and said all these things, neither she nor her attorney refuted the testimony at all.
Wow.
It reminds me of a movie that George Clooney once made starring Sam Rockwell as Chuck Barris. Remember the guy from the Gong Show?
Yeah,
who invented the dating game and the newlywed game?
No.
He had written a book called Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, in which he said that he had been an assassin for the CIA, exactly like this.
I remember that.
It's a pretty good movie if you've never seen it. It's got Sam Rockwell, Drew Barrymore, Julia Roberts.
What's the name of it? I'm sorry.
Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. Put it on your Netflix queue and just cross off Chuck Barris and put in Kurt Busch and his girlfriend or ex-girlfriend, Patricia Driscoll. That's it for today. I'll see you again tomorrow afternoon with the vacation edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Last time, let's check the roads, Tim.
All right, they have cleared the crash on southbound 170 at Ladue. Now, you are still running a little slow in areas between Olive down through Highway 40. Eastbound 40 just slowing now, Busch Stadium to the Poplar. Westbound 40 is still jamming up now from Boyle out through McCausland, 270 out through 141. It looks like southbound 270, no delays there. Northbound 170, it's just a bit heavy at Highway 70 through Airport. Eastbound 270 from McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report, it is brought to you by Bosch. Change your wiper blades this season. Be prepared when extreme weather hits. Bosch Icon with ClearMax 365 for long-lasting performance. Because like you, Bosch cares about what's ahead. Visit Bosch88feet.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are broken eyeglasses keeping you from seeing the action? Spectrum Eyeglass Repair has been the leader in eyeglass repair for over a decade. We can fix that expensive pair of sunglasses you thought were doomed to the glove box forever. Spectrum Eyeglass Repair carries a larger selection of pre-made polarized clip-on sunglasses and has the ability to make custom fitted clip-ons for almost any eyeglass frame. We have two area locations, Crestwood and St. Peter's. Check us out in the Yellow Pages under Optical Repair or on the web at SpectrumEyeglassRepair.com.
When building a deck, you have a choice. Redwood decks begin life as indigenous plants. Plastic decks begin life in industrial plants. Redwood decks come in rich, natural colors. Plastic decks come in dioxide colorants. Redwood decks will last a long time. Plastic decks will last forever in a landfill. Real, strong redwood. Visit GetRedwood.com.
You're listening to a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Layoffs come to the Casino Queen. We'll tell you why the gaming giant's struggles are so unnerving to city leaders in East St. Louis.
Shots fired near West County Mall. Why police say officers fired at a fleeing suspect.
A shrinking budget at MoDOT means fewer dollars for road maintenance. The new proposal that only takes care of a quarter of the state's highways and leaves off some major roads. Fox 2 News starts right now.
First at 6, it's the economic engine for East St. Louis, and things are not going well for the Casino Queen. The gambling complex confirmed some 20 layoffs in the past month, the latest in a long decline of workers and